To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by our friends at MyPillow.com/Carry. Well, we're talking deals, deals, and more deals. Make your money matter and make a difference. Our friends at MyPillow have agreed to bring you the most requested offer ever. Premium Queen MyPillows are now just $19.98. Made with patented adjustable fill, it conforms to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position, helping keep your neck aligned. And it holds its shape all night long so you get the best sleep of your life. They've also agreed to offer 6-piece kitchen or bath towel sets for just $25. Their famous bed sheets are also as low as $25. So support this longtime show partner and enjoy all the savings as a show fan that will improve your life. My sandals, slides, and my slippers are $25. The best beach towels you'll ever own are $25. Couch and recliner pillows are $25. Dog beds and blankets are $25. Plus, all orders over $75 receive free shipping. And don't forget the delicious 100% Arabica organic My Coffee to start your day. It's currently 50% off. MyPillow.com/carry or check out RMWorldTravel.com and look under sponsors. Well, it's no secret that with our strong economy, we've got a big rebound in travel. And along with that has come some crowded national parks and beaches, some very crowded cities, even crowded safaris, which makes this Right Stuff segment especially timely, as I have in my hands a new National Geographic book titled Here, Not There. Its author is Andrew Nelson, a writer and educator with an impressive resume that includes writing for the Wall Street Journal and National Geographic. He's also the recipient of 2 Lowell Thomas Awards for travel writing. So let's go to the Patriot Mobile show line and meet Andrew Nelson. Andrew, it's an honor to have you here, and your book's title, Here Not There, really captures its theme, suggestions of 100 alternative places around the world to visit that are similar to more familiar destinations, but are likely to be less populated and, is it fair to say, sometimes less expensive?
Pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me. Yes, this book was designed to offer readers a bunch of thought starters, actually, on where they might be able to go and what they would like to see that would take them a little bit off the beaten path, as it were, from the iconic destinations, which I know are in everybody's bucket list, but have seemed to have sprung a few leaks in the past couple of years with over-tourism and inflation. These are designed to offer travelers something new that contains the spirit of the original. So in a way, perhaps destination dupes, which I know is very popular right now, we call it Here Not There at National Geographic. So it's 100 different international destinations.
Since we have such limited time, I know we want to just hit some of them, but let me just give some quickly that I noticed. Go to Bisbee, Arizona, instead of somewhere in like California, for example. Go to the Western Cape of South Africa instead of Napa or Sonoma. Come here where I am in southwestern France versus Southern California. Or take Highway 101 in Oregon as opposed to Route 1 in Northern California. It's a beautiful drive, but so is 101 in Oregon. Go to Raleigh, North Carolina instead of Austin. Had a favorite too, Andrew, so go ahead and tell us.
To go to Indianapolis instead of Amsterdam. And why, you might ask, should you go to the Midwest instead of the famous Dutch capital? Well, a couple of reasons. First of all, like Amsterdam, it's as flat as an iPad screen. Indianapolis is, and they have built a series of interurban and downtown bike paths, just like Amsterdam. So it's completely possible to get anywhere you would like to in Indianapolis by bike. Added to that is a series of canals and canal towpaths that they have that you can bring your bikes on. So the combination of canals and bicycling, plus the world's largest children's museum, makes it a really fun destination for families.
Miami Beach is well known for its Art Deco buildings, but so is Detroit, as you suggest. And it's a lot cheaper than Miami Beach and not as hot as it is in Miami Beach right now. And you also say Riga, the capital of Latvia, instead of Prague, also an expensive town. I also thought of going to the country of Montenegro instead of Croatia. They're adjacent to each other. And, of course, you have the big walled city of Dubrovnik in Croatia, but you've got a smaller one called Kotor, K-O-T-O-R, in Montenegro. I'm just throwing those out on my own. Give me at least one more.
Okay, I'm going to see the Northern Lights you go to Tasmania and see the Southern Lights on the Australian island. It's the furthest south you can get in Australia, and they regularly have the Southern Lights. So you can see the great light show, the Aurora Australis, plus get introduced to kangaroos and a few of the other critters that they have down there. So it's a real benefit. And of course, you're also quite close to New Zealand.
Tell me about Letchworth State Park. Is it Letchworth State Park in New York?
Letchworth State Park in New York. Yes, it is. Well, it's a really interesting place. It's called the Grand Canyon of the East Coast. The canyon itself, and it is a canyon, was formed by the Genesee River as it flows from Pennsylvania north towards Rochester and Lake Ontario. It was saved from development by, of all things, a buggy whip manufacturer in the 19th century who fell in love with the scenery, built a house there, which now you can stay in. It's part of the park, and has become a real secret for people who don't want to go out to Arizona in the 110 degree heat, but would like to go to upstate New York, which is a little bit cooler, as you probably know, and take a look at some amazing geological canyons. It's just stupendous. It will take your breath away. And the pro tip is go in the autumn when the fall colors turn it just as orange as the Grand Canyon itself in Arizona.
The book is called Here, Not There. The author is Andrew Nelson. You can find more details by going to andrewtnelson.com. Andrew, really appreciate it. It's a very handsome book, beautiful photographs, lots of advice. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.